Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be discussing the Melon Music Awards. The Melon Music Awards is a major music award show that is held annually. BTS won New Artist of the Year in 2013, and from 2015 they have won awards every year. And today we've watched the Melon Music Award videos that are under Bangtan TV. So we started with 2013, and that video is titled The Best New Artist 2013 in Melon Music Awards. And this is only a short video, it's about 5 minutes.
Although this is actually very short video, I did really enjoy it because I like the excitement of BTS. You don't see much of them before the award and you don't see a lot of them on stage, but I like the part with them afterwards, after they've got the award and they've done a performance. I like all their excitement, and one thing in particular that really stood out to me was RM is saying that he had a speech all prepared of who he was going to thank, like parents and producers and stuff. And then when he gets up there, only one name comes out and then other people have to remind him, like, about the parents and stuff. And I just thought it was really funny the way he said it. And then I just love all the members' excitement, how excited they are. I think Sugar really stood out to me in this.
Yeah, he's very excited.
And I always think of Sugar of awards, I think, because he mentions them a lot in other things. I'm kind of looking for his reaction. But I just found it really enjoyable overall, because this is obviously really early award for them. Just their genuine excitement, really.
And they're very, very grateful, mentioning the army straight away. I also thought it was good to hear some of the old songs, although it wasn't like a full performance. No. We just saw clips of it. I always like hearing back on the old stuff as well.
Yeah, me too.
The next video we watched is titled 151114 2015 Melon Music Awards.
This one is slightly longer than the other one, but I still actually think it went really quick when we were watching it. You see a little bit more of them beforehand this time, which I quite liked. You see them in the dressing room, and I always really like it when they're in the dressing room, because I feel like you see a lot of personality in there, and you did with J-Hope. He was so cute. He was taking selfies of himself on his phone, and then he showed the last one that he took, and I just thought it was so cute and J-Hope, and I really loved it. And he always looks good no matter what.
He does.
I know we've said it before, but when I snap a selfie at that angle, I look terrible, and he just looks so cute. The other thing I liked in the dressing room, it was short, but I liked it, was RM and Jim were having their hair done, and I just thought how good looking they looked. I know they always look so good looking, all the members, but Jim's hair really stood out to me. This is a hair I really like.
Yeah, I always think of you with this early years hairstyle of Jim.
And it comes back to me the minute I saw it. I just thought, oh my gosh, it looks really good. They both looked amazing. RM's got his blonde hair and it stands out, and I just couldn't help but want to mention it, because all the members always look good. My god, I was having one of those moments when I saw these two getting their hair done. And then you saw them practicing a bit for the performance. They mentioned how they've worked really hard on the performance and they're excited about it.
They've got these gloves with lights in the middle.
I thought that was really strange.
They all seem really, really interested in these gloves.
I thought the whole outfit itself was very peculiar, though, because the material was like a shiny-ish
It looked almost like it was meant to be leather, but it wasn't. It was shiny.
And it also was shorts and a long sleeve jacket. And I didn't really take to it.
I didn't take to the outfit. They looked good. I agree with you. They all looked really good. I just wasn't keen on the outfit.
Yeah, the outfit. But that's just personal taste, really. But then you see a bit of their performance, but again, not very much. But I'm guessing it's more about their before and after the awards. And I thought it was also really good that when they got the award, J-Hope gives a bit of a speech this time. And it's also mentioned by RM after about J-Hope giving the speech, and how, obviously, we said before, like, J-Hope is considered like the next lead.
He kind of takes it upon himself.
And it was also a dance award, so it kind of seems really fitting. I always think as soon as they get an award, I automatically think it's going to be RM giving the speech. So I was a little taken back and pleased, actually.
I think RM likes it too when someone else takes a lead on occasions.
The other thing I thought was really cute was when they were on stage, there was this wiggle wiggle thing and they all did a wiggle, and my eyes were on Jim when he was doing that. I thought he was so cute, and then he mentions afterwards about him doing the wiggle, and I just thought it's even cuter.
I noticed not all the members, I don't think, participated. Sugar did.
Well, I was really just looking at Jin, to be honest. I saw B was near Jin and he kind of did a bit of it, but I felt like Jin was doing it a bit more. But I thought the actual video itself was really good. I wish it was a little bit longer. I wish you saw a little bit more of them in like the dressing room. I like hearing from them after they get the award as well, but it just seemed to me like it went really fast.
Yeah, it did, because this one was a 10 minute one and I felt like it was about the same length as
that's
the other
what I
one
thought.
The next video is titled 161122 BTS at 2016 MMA.
This was also a 10-minute one, but again, I thought it went very fast. There's BTS getting an award at the beginning, quite early on. You don't really see anything before the award. They pretty much get it right away. And it's about being in the top 10. And it's only like Jin and V say something very short afterwards. You don't see much on this award.
No.
I assume it's like just like a smaller award.
Yeah, and it says that they was awarded it after the ceremony starts as well. So it was very near the beginning.
Yeah, so we see that right away and didn't think too much of it because, like I said, it's quite brief. It's not really touched on too much. But the main part then after that is the performances. They do a couple of songs, but Fire, I feel like you literally see the whole performance.
Yeah,
basically, don't you?
And
I was really
that
taken back because all the other awards we've watched and ones in the past I can remember, you mostly see like short parts of it. But this, I felt like you really saw like basically the whole performance, which I do think is really good. It was really good to see.
What also surprised me, they did a lot of songs too.
Yeah.
Seems to be a thing with K-pop awards. They do a large number of songs. And I always think like with awards in the UK, they usually just sing one or two songs usually.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, they're going to this place, obviously a bit nervous for them, but in a way, a nice night out, getting dressed up, going for this chance of getting this award. But then they have to put in all this hard work for doing all these songs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I guess here, maybe people just do one or two because they've been a bit more...
It's true.
I want to enjoy the night, but it's
but
just like...
But they disciplined.
Yeah, showing again their kind of hard work, because even on a night like this, they're still having to put in all that work.
Yeah, and they even said they overdid it a bit, because J-Hope looks close to collapsing when they come off the stage.
It was on one of the videos we saw before this. I can't remember if it's the last one or the one before. I remember now when they got their award, literally they can't even say like how grateful they are because they're rushing to get ready for the performance.
And
really, when you think about it now, I feel kind of bad for them. You know, they just got this great award and they have to be rushed on for the show. But they seem to really enjoy themselves up there. I hope they really enjoy it. They always say they do, don't they? And then comes the, I would say, the biggest award of the night for them. It's the best album. And I just thought this was so funny because they were so, so shocked. They always, like, seem generally surprised that they get these awards. I don't know why they're so surprised because they're so talented. Mm. But they are. But this one, my eyes went straight to V.
Same.
You know when you picture what the, like, a shocked emoji looks like? That was V's face.
It was.
It was just, all of them were shocked, but V's was, like, proper, like, how you draw a shocked face. It was just so funny. And what was even more funny was after they got off stage and they were all still saying how they couldn't believe it, V just still had the expression on his face. And I just thought he was really, really funny and just so, like, cute and genuine. Like, you can tell how genuinely shocked he is.
Yeah.
They all are. And again, I like them, obviously, modesty and everything, how they really... I really genuinely don't think they were expecting
the
award.
No, they weren't. And I think RM says it's the biggest award they've received so far when he did his speech.
Yeah.
And straight away, Jin and J-Hope, they burst into tears pretty much.
Yeah, you see them sitting
the
down and it says that the emotions have got to them.
Yeah. So you can see how much this one really meant to them.
Yeah. I just think BTS with the awards, like, it's always good watching them because you're generally seeing these real emotions with them, like, they're gratitude and humbleness. It's all really genuine, and you can see it when you watch them.
Yeah, and it's nice to see them actually being awarded for all the hard work they've put in.
Definitely. They deserve every award that they get.
The next video we watched is titled 180105 BTS at 2017 MMA.
This video was pretty much double the length of the others, so it was hard to remember everything happened in the order. But one thing from near the beginning that did stand out to me and I had to mention was something from the dressing room, which I said before, I like seeing these moments. And it was with J-Hope and Jin with a cake. And J-Hope has taken selfies of himself with this cupcake. Then Jin likes the idea of it and wants to do it. And J-Hope calls him out for copying. And then they do a selfie together. And I just thought it was a really cute little funny moment that I really, really liked. One of the other things that stood out was that during this, Sugar gets an award. Was it for producing
a song? I think it was for producing a song, yeah.
For other artists. And accepts the award. And what I thought was really funny about this was the other members kind of helping Sugar make his way to the stage. Like, he looks like they're going to go up with him, really. And they kind of go all the way to the foot of the stage. And then he goes up. And he's so kind of cute up there, because he said it's his first time getting an award without the other members. And I just think it's a really memorable part of this awards. Sugar getting this recognition for his talents, hard work, and everything that you think of Sugar. Like, whenever I think of Sugar, I think of like how talented he is, especially at producing songs. And for him, obviously, this is in 2017, to get his own award for it, I think is, well, I really like it. I'm really happy that he got this. I actually didn't know it was coming either.
What I thought was funny was when they were going on the stage with him and Sugar starts, like, waving him to go because he wants to do it by himself.
It's mentioned afterwards where they're in the dressing room after he's got the award about them. I can't remember who says, were they all going to go up with him? And Sugar's kind of like...
It's almost like a child being embarrassed because your parents are coming along with you.
But I think it's really sweet because all the members are just so supportive of him. Like, even afterwards, they're all cheering Sugar, Augustine. You can tell they're so happy for
him. They're so proud.
Yeah, so I really like this part. It's actually one of my favourite awards. BTS themselves, though, all together, did get quite a few awards. They had Best MV, which was DNA, which is weirdly enough one of my favourite MVs. They had Global Artist, and they had Best Song, which was Spring Day.
Yeah.
And they also had the top 10 again, although I don't remember seeing that, or maybe it happened right near the beginning. I remember the other three really clearly.
Yeah, I remember them pretty clearly.
But they're showing these at the end. And I was just thinking how far they've come, because it's only... Like, I think it's actually, again, mentioned by maybe one of the members later, saying that 4 years ago they were just here getting new artists.
Mm-hmm.
And now they obviously holding up all their awards that they've got now. And it's such a big, like, thing to get that many awards in that short amount of time. Like, the recognition they've got for being so good and talented, and how people have recognised it so quickly.
I thought it was a nice personal touch from RM2 when he gave the speech for the, what's the title called? When he gave it in English, what was that award?
The Global Artist.
Global Artist Award, yeah. And he did his speech in English. And I thought, again, one of those nice little personal touches that he decides to deliver the speech in English. And with the Best Song Award, that was Spring Day. I was really happy that they won an award for that one, because that's one of my favourite songs. And I was really happy to hear that one again, although we only heard it briefly. We did see them do some performances again on this one.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a bit quicker, though, the performances in this one than the last one.
Yeah, me too.
There was a performance that J-Hope and Jimin did together. We see them rehearsing a little bit at the start.
Yeah, I like the setting of it, the stage of this one. It really stands out.
The next video we watched is titled 190125 BTS at 2018 MMA.
This one is very much centred around a dance that Jimin, Jungkook and J-Hope are doing. It starts off where they're in a practice room, and we see Jimin practicing a dance with some fans and Jungkook is recording him. And I think it's funny because after that, J-Hope goes to record Jungkook doing his dance. What would you say Jungkook's using?
Cloths of some kind.
He also has some...
like a prop.
Prop. He also has a prop. But J-Hope eagerly takes the camera and straight away he's asking Jungkook where the red button is. Does it mean it's not on? And then he's also asking Jungkook about how you zoom in. And I think Jungkook makes a bit of a joke about him because Jungkook's way better with cameras, isn't he?
Yeah, it's a passion of his.
And then after that, Jimin comes over to record Jungkook as well. And I think this is really, really funny because they all seem really interested in doing this recording. And J-Hope is really watching over Jimin as he's recording Jungkook. And apparently Jimin's doing some moves with the camera,
yeah,
as Jungkook's doing his moves, and J-Hope's face is just glued and a huge smile on his face, like the amusement, and he's laughing about afterwards. And I just thought the whole scene with these three with the camera, all the members in the room, but the others are just sat on the side, or just not really interested. V does come over to look at the camera, but particularly with these members, I find they're really involved in it. I'm assuming because it's Jim and Jungkook and J-Hope is going to be involved in this big dance. But I really like seeing this practice rehearsals that they're doing.
What I thought was funny, it was almost like it was their first time with the camera, the way they were acting. And it made me laugh after J-Hope finished his filming. He says that he's sweating afterwards and he starts removing his coat.
I like that part where J-Hope's practicing his part and he's really going with the moves. We were actually talking today about this talent show that goes on. Actually, weirdly enough, wasn't it the show that got you into BTS?
It is, yeah, Britain's Got Talent.
And we were saying about how the dancers on there, they always like kind of do the same thing. We've never really found any of them interesting.
No.
And then J-Hope does this tiny little practice rehearsal.
Hooked.
Yeah, for like a minute. And I was blown away with
it. Yeah, yeah, I thought the same. And what I also thought was when I watched J-Hope and I thought, oh my God, he's amazing, when I was watching him do his dance. And then it went on to Jimin and I was thinking, oh, he's amazing as well. And then Jungkook, I couldn't choose a favourite.
Really,
they all did so well.
And I can't remember exactly how it moves on, but I've just wrote down about the next time with these three doing this dance is when they're actually on the stage where they're going to perform and the setup. And Jungkook is cracking me up when he's looking at the part where J-Hope's going to stand, because he's really like amazed by the stage where he's going to be high up with the drums and stuff around him. I actually really like the setup of this, like when it goes to them actually going from J-Hope starts off and then it goes to Jimin.
I think the same. It's clever the way they did it.
The whole like stage setup, it just really goes with like the props that they have. And like, you see Jimin practicing with these orange fans before, and it goes with J-Hope with the fan, and then as he kind of waves it, then Jimin's got the fan. It's just
amazing.
Flows.
Yeah,
like,
I love it.
The production is really good. I really, really enjoyed this. I like to watch just the performance video of it. You know?
One of my favourite dances, I think,
yeah,
this
me too.
One. I was really hooked to it.
You see some of Jungkook doing his part with a mask, and in the rehearsal, the people have to lift him up. And then as he gets up, then he has to put the mask on. And I think he does it really well when it comes together. But afterwards, when they all say a comment on how they thought it went and stuff, and J-Hope isn't really that impressed with his performance.
Yeah, he's really
down. He
could
have done better. And I just thought that he did a really amazing job. And
they're so hard with themselves.
Yeah, they really are.
J-Hope in particular, he just looks so sad.
But then he cheers up at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Even when J-Hope's sad, he's never sad for long.
No.
That's why I really love J-Hope. He just has this natural happiness to him. One of the other parts, I can't remember where this came in, but what I really liked was this really, really sweet, and it made me think of a ship moment. Well, I never think of ship.
Is it Jungkook and Jin? Yeah. Oh, I loved this moment.
I never automatically think of ship moments. And maybe it's because Chloe mentioned a dreaded chip bomb on me today. But I was thinking that this is definitely like a big ship moment with those two. It was just so cute, so playful, and kind of the thing I think of with the two of them.
Yeah, I love moments with Jin and Jungkook.
Yeah, I just think those two, I always think a lot with that, those two. Like, there's something, not necessarily, I still stand by not necessarily romantic,
but really I think close friendship. Yeah,
or brotherly bond or something.
Yeah, I remember when, at the beginning, Jonggu was my bias, and obviously my focus was mostly on him.
Yeah.
I picked up very, very quickly the bond between him and Jin.
They're very close, yeah. And they were just kind of playing around a bit. They were shaking hands and Jonggu wouldn't let Jin go.
Yeah.
And he's saying about kind of like an arm wrestle and then Jin just runs off. I just thought the whole part just was really sweet. After that, I mostly just got notes about the awards because they actually go into the proper awards. I know that there was some other like dances shown, but I went straight to awards next. And it was, for me, happening really fast. Like, they were just firing out the awards.
It was hard to keep up with
and
the
at
awards.
The end of it, they had seven. Yeah. But I didn't follow them getting all seven, did you?
No, and I was trying to remember titles as well, but it was very quick. And I just think, at the beginning, like, it was very slow.
Because they
only, only had, like, one award. And now it's, like, BTS are always winning, so they're just firing
so they're
out.
Just, literally one after the other, just going up on the stage. You barely even heard their speeches, because it's just going on. But I'm really pleased that they're coming away with so many awards. I think I said it last time when they had five, and you can see it's growing as they're growing, and like I said, they're definitely deserving of these.
I always wonder what the other K-pop groups might be thinking, because if I turned up and I realised that BTS was there, I'd be thinking, oh, I've got a chance.
As their awards grow as well, I think that their performances are growing, because in the first one they just did the one.
I think one of them says that it's more challenging
now. Yeah, because I was thinking as they were saying like how much work they're putting in. And obviously, when you think about it, they're doing more.
Mm.
But I definitely found it really enjoyable. I just found it hard to remember everything because I liked it so much and I was enjoying it so much.
I was very hooked to the dances in this one.
Me too. I thought that was, it was the main part of it and it was my favourite part
of it.
Yeah,
the highlight of it.
Kind of at some point forgot it was an award thing we were watching. I thought we were watching this dance like practice.
I was thinking while we're watching it that I want to actually watch the whole thing properly.
Yeah, me too.
The next video is titled BTS at 2019 MMA.
One of the first things in this that I remember is RM doing a pre-shoot of his Persona solo dance, and I think RM looks really, really cool, and he's doing a really, really good job in this. And even afterwards, he's saying that he thinks he's doing his voice, the way he's singing like this. And I do think he was really giving it his all.
Yeah, he said he practiced too hard for this.
I thought he looked great, and I thought he did a really great job. And I really liked the settings. It reminded me just like the Persona. And then the other thing that I found quite interesting was when all the members were going to do practice of their solo dance performances that they were going to do.
Mm.
But the only thing that I think about this was that you didn't really see much. I remember seeing a bit of Jimin's, J-Hope's, because J-Hope again was disappointed in himself, and Jonggu, because you actually remembered what he was going to do.
These solo dances, I can actually remember them quite clearly because they're also the dances I love. Never shown you this routine, so you didn't get a lot from it with this.
And I did find
with the other one, also haven't shown you that in full, but you got something.
You got it. Yeah, I know that obviously because they're doing all seven, so we're not going to see like a great deal of it, but I just wish we saw a bit more from each of the dances, and it kind of is making me want to, you know, see if we can find them to watch them properly.
I'll show you after this if you want.
Yeah, well, I do want to see them. I want to see them all properly, because what I saw of the little bits of each member looked really good, and I think it would have been a really good performance.
One of the dances I have shown you though is one of my favorites, again I keep saying that, but it's the Dionysus performance with the chairs.
Oh yeah,
I remember showing you that one before because it's one of my favorites.
There was the funny part, and I can't remember exactly where it was when it happened, but they're practicing a dance routine. I think it's up at the table and Sugar's got the lead mic on it. And there's a cup on the table, and apparently the cup is a prop for a glass. And V takes it, and Sugar calls him out on taking this. And it sprung up a couple of times that V took the prop. And I think he was just trying to be helpful. And I thought it was just a really funny, kind of sweet thing with V, really.
I also thought there was a funny part in this dance practice where they're looking back over video, and I think they've taken a photo, they've frozen a moment, and it's with J-Hope up in the air on one hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're saying, like, how perfect he looked, and he's defying gravity.
Most of it, again, this one is about the practicing for the performances. I think it's because, like we were saying before, they're doing so many, and they're saying it all the way through that they want to top the next one, that they're going to make it better. And I was saying to Chloe that it's actually really amazing how they keep getting better. I don't know how they can keep getting better.
I mean, when you think back to that very first awards show where they were doing quite a lot of different songs, but it was not to the production and, like, the visual effects is what they've got now.
I know that we're only seeing, like, this part where it's just showing, obviously, the BTS stuff, because we're watching about BTS. But I wonder if you was to sit for a whole award, how much of it is actually just BTS? Because it feels like, I know, obviously, from our perspective, we're watching just BTS, so it should feel like, you know, BTS production. But I'm just thinking,
like, how long would the award shows go on for if they're all doing, like, those big numbers?
Yeah, because they do a lot of them. And then, obviously, there's all the awards that they're getting, too, and they're getting a lot of them. So I think they must be a really big focus at these awards.
I reckon
awards.
They're the big, like, highlight performance. Yeah, now.
And then you do see them getting awards, but again, it's done really fast because obviously they're collecting so many of them. You see some of their reactions. But again, they're talking about back when it was 2013 and they were getting their award for new artist. And I still think it's crazy, really. We just watched it back to back and they've said it before, but I still think it's weird.
Yeah. And it's good actually seeing it like this in a row, because I've never watched it like this before. And
it's like you're literally looking at their progress like as it happens.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
quite
glad
good.
That we've seen them all in a row like this.
Me too.
Because with award shows, I think I've said it before, that I struggle to keep up with them because I forget which award's which and what awards they've won for each year. And so I've never actually watched the awards in, like, a particular order.
Yeah.
There may be things I've missed out. So I'm glad we've done this in a particular order.
Me too. I've really enjoyed watching these awards. I never got one more to go.
Yeah. The last award show we saw was BTS at 2020 MMAs.
One of the things it starts off with is Jungkook and Jimin rehearsing for Black Swan. And they're really watching back on their moves to making sure they're doing it right. They just want
like
some lifts in the movement. I think this is a really graceful dance that they're doing. It kind of reminds me of something from the ballet, really.
Yeah,
this whole Black Swan part, and I really enjoyed watching it. And even though they're really hard on themselves, like they always are, I really, really liked the performance or the rehearsal, and I think it'd be really good when it all came together anyway. I like the setup of it. But I did say to Chloe that I thought the backing dancers had a very unusual headgear on.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot with the backing dancers. They seem to wear unusual face pieces. And I wonder how can they see a lot of the time.
And then a lot of it is lots of songs that we're seeing here and there throughout.
Yeah, a lot of these songs are songs you would have heard them, but we've not focused on them properly.
I was thinking that myself.
Yeah, it's the era and the album that we've not talked about on
but
the podcast.
I definitely, songs were, like, I knew them.
Yeah, the songs are Dynamite on, Life Goes On and Black Swan, and you obviously know Dynamite on and Black Swan. I've shown you on before. I've shown you the music video because it's
one
of my favourites.
I've seen at the cinema.
A Black Swan cinema, yeah. And Life Goes On is the only one I'm not sure if you've
Well, I know I know that when I heard it, I knew that I had recognised the song. But
I'm unsure if you possibly could have seen the music video, because this was around the time that you obviously had become a fan and you were watching some of their recent music videos being posted.
I can't think specifically why I've heard that one, but I know that as soon as it came on, I recognised it, and I really like the song.
And this is one of my favourite eras of Jungkook's appearance. Jungkook with the long hair. I love him with the long hair.
I was thinking how different Jungkook
looks. So different.
Looks.
The build of him as well.
Well, it's not just like from the beginning even. Just like, say, like 2 years ago in this
it's
2021.
Such a dramatic, dramatic
change. It's a
really
big change, like just from before. And I think most of it is the hair really changes
it. Oh, yeah, I just love it.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, I forgot to mention the era previous to that is one of my favourite appearances of V, when he's got the longer hair.
I knew that. I was thinking it when we were watching it.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it.
I know that myself. And weirdly enough, every time V came on, I kept thinking, Chloe likes
Yeah, I love him like that.
I like him like that too. I like it. Well, I like them. Well, we've said about it before, and I like them both ways. But I do like them how they are now.
Yeah,
Jin, I love both. But I like him. It's difficult. It I go is. Back and forth on it. But definitely, yeah, Jungkook. Definitely see a big change in him. One of the biggest things was that Sugar wasn't here, unfortunately, and there was many occasions when they were holding up a photo of Sugar to include him. They also talked about him not being there and if it felt wrong because he wasn't there.
Yeah,
they left a spot for him in the line, which Chloe mentioned.
Yeah, I noticed they do that all the time. I think it's quite sweet, really. It's like they're imagining him still being there instead of changing the dance to suit a six piece formation.
We have always said that. Like, even with, like, just like when they've been on holiday and one of them's been missing, they're always counting it like they think there's still seven of them there.
I mentioned to Lorraine, though, I think it's when Sugar has the operation on his shoulder, and afterwards Lorraine thought it was the leg because the
the picture in the light
looks like he's wearing a cast, and I wasn't sure.
And Lorraine, he's got his hand on his knee. So it was just a bad angle. They had the photo up.
I could see it afterwards, though. When I saw the picture again, I saw where Lorraine was coming from.
I couldn't think what the actual injury was. Yeah. So I just looked at the photo, thought I saw a bad leg, and thought, oh, he's up because of his leg. But it was a shame, obviously, he couldn't be there. But I think it's nice how the members go about the situation, because obviously it's something that can't be helped, really.
Yeah, and they were all saying that it felt wrong, him not being there.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, I thought this one, again, went really fast, just watching the rehearsals and the songs.
I found that these last ones were more focused on the rehearsals, than the awards. They were. The first ones were backstage.
I think it's because, obviously, like, at the beginning, they're really probably nervous, will they get anything?
Yeah.
And then even now, not saying they're expecting to get an award, but they've obviously won quite a few and they're a big part.
And they're putting on a big show now.
Yeah, so I think there's other stuff to focus on.
It makes sense.
But they do obviously get awards, but you just don't see it like how you did at the beginning.
No, it's very, very
quick.
But to
be honest, I liked it focusing on the performances.
I liked both.
I liked both, yeah. But yeah, overall, I really enjoyed watching all of the awards. I like watching them back to back and seeing them go through the years. I like watching how they went from just this one award that they were blown away by to getting loads and loads, and still they're so appreciative of it. I liked watching all the hard work they put in, which we know that they do already, and I just really enjoyed it, really.
Yeah, I've enjoyed watching it back to back like this. I'm glad we did it this way because I never watched it like this before, and it's nice to see how they grow and the changes and how the shows get bigger and they get so many more awards, and yeah, it's just really nice to see. In the next episode, I'm going to be showing Lorraine some Bangtan bombs for the first time, and we're going to be focusing on some of the ones from 2013. Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.